Soite Perek Zayin Mishnah Zayin. One of the inyanim that's ma'akev that has to be in Lashon HaKodesh is the brachas of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. After he finished the Seder Avodah, there was a new Seder brachos in the Kriyas HaTorah of Yom Kippur. How does that work? Chazna Knesset Neutel Sefer Torah. Chazna Knesset is somebody who's an official over there. The Beis HaKnesset of the Beis HaMikdash. Neutel Sefer Torah Neutel Rosh HaKnesset. Was another position called the Rosh Knesset. One was the Gabbai, one was the charge of other Tzorakim. Chazin, by the way, doesn't mean a cantor. Doesn't mean somebody who sings. The word Chazin, Miloshin Choyze, he sees, he's tuned in to what's necessary to keep the Beis HaMikdosh, to keep, in this case, the Beis Knesset functioning smoothly. The Rosh Knesset is Noisel Snan. The reason why they give it from person to person is that it's covered for the Sefer. Interesting to know what that means. So first of all, Dosh state that when the Sefer Torah is in transit, that's Halacha Pesuka, one has to stand. It also says over here the Kohen Gadol was Oymed B'Mekayme U'Mekabel, not that he walked towards the Sefer Torah to get it, which would seem to be that way. But as covered for the Kohen, the Sefer Torah came to him, not vice versa. He read Pashat Achrei Mois, and he read also Ach Ba'osor, which means the Karbonis that are brought, which is in Pashat Emor. The girdle is HaSefet, as HaTayril, Menicha B'Cheko, he was girdle the Sefet, he rolled it up, and he puts it, he embraces it. He said a public statement, I read for you, but it was a small sampling. The Torah is so vast, so great, so deep. The psukim of the Karbonis that are written in Parshas Pinchas, he read Balpeh. He wasn't up to the end of Zevet Torah. Of course, the question is asked, all the Mufarshim want to know, how do you have psukim that are read Balpeh? What value is that? So Chazal learned an interesting nekuda over here, which is called Techet Tzibur. Chazal took away the din that the Kriyas HaTorah has to be Sefer. It could be Balpeh, because they would have to wind the Sefer Torah to a different place. Understood? Now, when he makes the maftir, so he makes Shmoyne Brachas, al HaTorah, which is Ashenos Alonu Torah Semes, al HaAvoido is Ritzei, that's the Bracha on the Avoido, al HaAvoido is Moidim, Mechilas HaAvoin, which is a bracha that we say Shemoneh Esrei by Yom Kippur, Melech Moichov Selech Lavei Nesein Lavei Nesavei Beis Yisrael, etc. That's what it means, Al Mechilas Ovoid. Val HaMikdosh. This is a new bracha. We don't have this bracha. The end of this bracha, it said, Baruch Atah Hashem Shoichen B'tzion. It was a bracha that the Avoidah should continue always in the Beis HaMikdosh. Others tiny that the Lashon of the Chassim was Baruch HaShabokha B'Amikdash, the Rab brings one pshat, on the Fash brings the other pshat, Al Yisrael. This was a bracha that he davened for the Hatzlocha of Klal Yisrael. The Ben Shem should save them from Tzoris. He finished off Baruch HaBoicha B'Am Yisrael, Klal Yisrael should succeed, B'Mulchoma, everything else. Al HaKehanim, and he would finish off Baruch Mikadesh HaKehanim, Baruch Shabokha B'Zari Shal Aaron. It's another Lashon of Rashi and Yuma. Val Shar HaTvila. He said a bracha which was a tvila on other tzrochim, besides for Yisrael, being matzliach, not having tzoris. It should be matzliach and parnasa, and all other tzrochim that they need. And that would finish off Baruch Ato Hashem Shemei HaTvila. This is a little bit of a smach to the halacha that we have in Shulchan Aruch, that during Shemei HaTvila, the bracha of Shema Kaleinu, you could stick in whatever bakosh you want to stick in. The other brachas have to be stuck in daf gemein. Shemei HaTvila is like a vague, it's kollel everything, Val Shar HaTvila. Mishnah Ches, Parshas HaMelech Ketzad. Parshas HaMelech is what we defined as Mitzvahs Hakel. These are the psukim at the end of Parshas Vayelech. And it says over there as follows. Moitzoy Yom Tevarishin Shol Chag B'Shmini B'Matzoy Shvi'is. The Motzi Yom Tev of the first day, we have days, the first day of Sukkot. Which year? Only 1 year out of eight. The eighth year, which is post-Shemitah. Shemitah just finished a month ago. Oysen Le'bima Shaleitz Bo'azor V'Yoshev Oleo, the Koyin. sits on it, or I'm sorry, not the Kohen, we're just learning about the Kohen of Mishnah Zayin. Here we're talking about the Melech. Ein yeshiva ba'azora elo l'malche beis David levad. The one who sat over here was the Melech, the Pasuk says. B'keit sheva shana ba'moyed. Chazna knesses noitel sefer David noitel rosh ha'knesses. We saw this before, rosh ha'knesses noitel skan. Skan l'kohen godl. The Kohen godl over here noitel la'melech. The Kohen godl over here wasn't the Iker player. He gave it to the Melech. Va'melech ha'minu mekabel. Again, they bring it to the Melech. V'kori Yoshev. And he sits down. Again, nobody else is allowed to stand. Azor, only the Melech. Agrippas HaMelech Omad V'kibol V'kor V'oimin. Agrippas, who was a semi-descendant of the Beis Chashmonaim. He was really apostle. He was really descended from Hordes. And they claimed ancestry from Beis Chashmonaim. Maybe somebody had married into the Mishpacha. But it was considered a Mishpacha L'Halacha of Avodim. And they were freed, and they were tremendously powerful. They certainly are not, don't have a din of miyuchosim for Klal Yisrael. Agrippa HaMelech Omad V'kibol V'kora Oymid. He stood and he read. He didn't sit down. He was humble enough to know that he did not have a din of a melech, of a proper melech, and therefore he can't sit in Nazara. V'shibchu Chacham. The Chacham were very nispol from his being Moichel Al Kvoide, from his Hachno to who he was. Then he starts reading. What did he read, by the way? By Hakol, they read Mishneh Torah. He's reading through Sefer Devarim. This is the minig, the makor of the minig on Hishana Rabba to read Mishneh Torah. And he started, his tears formed in his eyes. When he got to the pasuk of Loisucha Losis Alecho Ishnochri. You can't put as a melech somebody foreign. And he wept because that was speaking about him. Omru loy, they comforted him. Al tisyori Agrippas, achinu ato, achinu ato. They told him, no. You're a miyuchas, you're one of us. Achinu ato. V'korim itchilas elu dvar matshma. Sorry, one point to point out. The Gemara says that by Yisrael Rega, they were over on Chanufa at that point. That was the point when there was nigzar on the Beis HaMikdash to be destroyed. The Beis HaMikdash is emes, and if Klal Yisrael is declaring publicly sheker, then they lose the schus to have a Beis HaMikdash. The Kohen mitchilas el advar matshma, he read from the beginning of the sefer until Shema. Ushma v'hoyim shemoya aser ta'asik zchal laser. These are psukim in Parshas Re'ei, uParshas Hamelach, which is in Parshas Shoftim, uBrachas uKlolos from Parshas Kisavo. Ad shegoyim kol haParsha Brachas shekohen gadol mevarach eson, Hamelach mevarach eson. The post kriya was the same eight brachas. El Shenoisin show regolin tachas mechilas oven. Since it was on Yom Tov, not on Yom Kippur, so he puts a special shavach v'dotir ben shalom to giving Klal Yisrael Yom Tov, and that's b'mkoyim, thanking the ben shalom for mechilas avonos.